Arcola. The annual Terry Fox Run was held in Arcola last Friday afternoon. In addition to raising funds for cancer research, the Arcola School also ran in loving memory of their longtime kindergarten teacher Lynette Pete. Pete fought a courageous battle with cancer, starting in April 2021, but passed away on August 27. She is survived by her husband Perry, her two sons, Wendell and Thomas, and her Pete and Holland families. Lynette Pete is also missed by her Arcola school family. Judy Nalen was one of the organizers of the Arcola Terry Fox Run. Arcola School Panthers and our community should be so proud. Our 2022 Terry Fox Run was amazing. We have raised $8,750, which is our most ever. A special thanks to Mrs. Pete's family and friends who joined us on our walk and raised a large amount of money, over $2,000. The photos and memories were a special touch to help us remember Mrs. Pete, and the sea of purple shirts was a beautiful sight. Thank you to all that participated and walked with us. The Holland and Pete families issued a joint statement regarding Arcola School and the 2022 Terry Fox Run. We wish to commend Lynette's Arcola School family, teachers and students, for their continued support of their Mrs. Pete all the way through her cancer journey. They never once wavered in that support and Lynette loved them for it. Mrs. Pete would have objected to them choosing Terry Fox Run 2022 as their way to honor her. She certainly would not have wanted it to be about her because it should just be about Terry Fox and his dream. She would, however, have been pleased to know that there were increased donations as a result, and if she was the reason for that, then maybe it's okay. Lynette's families are grateful to her Arcola school family for taking the time and effort to pay tribute to Mrs. Pete. Thank you for including us in the event planning and for the invitation to participate. Her husband Perry, her son Wendell, and her mother-in-law Margaret were able to join the run and witness firsthand the love and regard that Arcola School had and continues to have for Mrs. Pete. In honor of Pete, signs were placed along the route with fond memories from her family and local students at the school. Every morning from September 19-23, the school intercom broadcasted interesting facts and quotations from both Terry Fox and Pete. Sept. 19. Terry Fox was just 18 years old when he lost his leg to cancer. He fought cancer for 5 years until he passed away at age 23. Pete fought cancer 6 years ago and the cancer came back last year. She fought it for 16 months until she died at the age of 50. I just wish people would realize that anything is possible if you try. Dreams are made possible if you try. Terry Fox. I'm sure feeling the love from my school family. I read this quote every time I go to treatment. Once you choose hope, anything is possible. Lynette Pete, May 28, Sept. 20. The Terry Fox Foundation has raised $850 million since 1981. If every student and staff member in Arcola School could raise just $20, we would have a whopping $9,000. When I started this run, I said that if we all gave $1, we'd have $22 million for cancer research, and I don't care, man, there's no reason that isn't possible. No reason. Terry Fox. Having cancer is hard. Having cancer during a pandemic is hard also. I take a bag of treasures with me to every treatment and think of you all. Lynette Pete, June 2021, Sept. 21. Terry Fox had two brothers and one sister, Fred, Daryl and Judith. Mrs. Pete had two sisters, Tara and Amber, a husband and two sons. They both loved their families dearly. Mrs. Pete also had many different families. Her 4-H family was very important to her. She joined the Bethune 4-H Beef Club at age 9 and continued to show cattle until the age of 21. Always finish what you started, was Terry Fox's motto. I haven't run out of fight yet, but there are definitely some sad moments. Lynette Pete, July 26, 2022, Sept. 22. Terry grew up in Winnipeg until he was 8 years old. His family then moved to Surrey, BC. He loved soccer, baseball and rugby. Basketball was his favorite. Mrs. Pete attended Bethune School from kindergarten to grade 9 and then Lumsden for grades 10 to 12. She played lots of sports and excelled at track and field and curling. Even though I'm not running anymore, we still have to try and find a cure for cancer, Terry Fox. Mrs. Pete's mom, Merla Holland, told a story about Mrs. Pete always winning the races, except for this one day. She was winning and then slowed down to let the other girl win. Her mom asked why she did that and her daughter answered, "She needed to win today, I didn't. She was a generous lady, that Mrs. Pete, Sept. 23. Today is the day we do our very best walking or jogging in memory of Mrs. Pete. She had a brave heart and continued to fight until the week of her passing. She told her husband that she would do the things she hadn't finished when she felt better. She was not going to be a quitter. I'm not a quitter. Nobody is ever going to call me a quitter, Terry Fox. I just know that I'll have to fight cancer for the rest of my life." Lynette Pete, May 2021.